Next is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, 2nd chapter, text number 1, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on September 4th, 1975, in Vrindavan, India.
एवं ते भगवद्दूता दमदूता विभाषितम् उपधार्य अथ तान राजन् प्रत्याहु नयको विदा स टू पार्टीज दमदूता एंड भगवद्दूता स This human life is the junction which way to go, to the Yamadutas or to the Bhagavad Gita. There is no two alternatives. In the Bible also it is said, either you go to hell or go to heaven. Is it not? This is right. Yamaduta means go to hell and Bhagavad Gita means go to Vaikuntha. This is the junction. Janti deva prata devan kidri janti kidri prataha bhuteja janti bhutani Madhyalino Vijantina. Now make your selection. So long we are in the lower animal life, nature is giving chance, Prakriti Kriyamanani. Then nature brings you to the platform of human life. Develop consciousness and you can take advantage of the Shastra. Anadi bohirmo vijin Krishna bhuli gela. Ataye Krishna Veda Purana kohila. Veda Purana, why? They have been made. It is made for the human being. This is the chance. Veda Purana is not meant for the cats and dogs. They are not supposed to read Veda and Purana. Similarly, if the human being does not take care of the Veda Purana, then he is no better than the cats and dogs. अतः कृष्ण वेद पुराण करिला प्रिवाय आर कृष्ण पार्षद में उत्तिष्ठता जागृता प्राप्त भ्रांत बोध दिस इज वेरी डेंजरस है सो लॉन्ग यू आर इन द लोअर ग्रेड ऑफ लाइफ इट वाज नॉट पॉसिबल फॉर यू टू टेक द पाथ ऑफ वेदास एंड पुराण That was not possible. But now, even in getting the human form of life, if you sleep for sense gratification like cats and dogs, then Yamaduta. Krishna naam karo bhai arsa miche palaibar pasnai joma che piche. These are very easily understandable. You cannot avoid Krishna consciousness. That is not possible. If you avoid, then Joma se piche. Then Joma dukha will carry you. You can say, I can do whatever I like. Why you are forcing me to become Krishna consciousness? I can do whatever I like. There is no need of your preaching Krishna consciousness. I am independent. I don't believe in the next life. That is the general statement of the rascals and fools. But the fact is different. If you don't take to Krishna consciousness, there is jhana. Then you will be punished. You cannot avoid. You are completely dependent on Krishna. Krishna is the Supreme and you are the servant. You are declined to serve Krishna, therefore you must be punished. This is the nature's way. The image is happening. You cannot escape. You cannot escape the mundane, man-made laws, but you cannot escape the God-made laws. That is not so. Yamaduta, they came to take him down, the Vishnu Duta. Even the Bhagavad Duta. Bhagavad Duta, Bhagavan is not alone, without any followers. In the Vaikuntha Loka, Bhagavan is there in his innumerable form. There are innumerable Vaikuntha Lokas. And in each and every planet there are innumerable devotees. He is not alone. Advaita yachyate anadi ananta rupam adyam purana purusam navayopanam. So Yamadutas, as the Yamaraj has got his adherent order carrier. Similarly, in the Vaikuntha Loka, there are so many order carriers. Vaikuntha Loka, there is not a single person who is not a devotee. That is Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha means, kuntha means anxiety. And because of kuntha, it is Vaikuntha. There is no anxiety. And the material world means anxiety. What will happen? What will happen? Even the sparrows, you'll see, you give them some grain. They are eating, but they are looking this way, that way. If somebody is not coming to kill me. Everybody, full of anxiety. That we are forgetting, that we are trying to remain in this material world very happy. And that is not possible. Anxiety, full of anxiety. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj said, Hityatma ghatam griham rakupam varam gatubhujam parimasare. He was asked by his father, what is the best thing he had learned? So he said, I have learned this best thing. What is that? Hityatma ghatam griham rakupam varam gatubhujam parimasare. This is the first class thing. What is that? Giving up the griham dukhuma, grihastha life. They are thinking very happy, husband, wife, living together, enjoying. But that is griham dukhuma. Andhukuma means if you are thrown into the dark web, it is like that. Of course, those who are Krishna conscious, that is different. But ordinarily, the so-called household life means to be in the darkness, in the dark well. Griyana, hitya, one should give up. Therefore, according to Vedic civilization, when one is 50 years old, about that, he must give up family life. Shrava, then sannyas. Not that up to the point of death one should remain in grihastha. No. If he wants to become free from anxiety, that is. Otherwise, anxiety. Sasthadumatne asuravarja dehina sada samadvigna dhiyo. Dehina, one who has accepted this material body, he must be always restless with anxiety. This is dukkha-nayama-sāsa. You cannot avoid it. So, this Krishna consciousness movement, he can take it as a religious movement. Bhagavad-dharma. This is the only dharma. Bhagavad-dharma. Except Bhagavad-dharma, any other dharma, so-called dharma, is teaching. That is not dharma. Dharmam saksad bhagavat-pranitam. Bhagavat-pranitam, that was Bhagavatam. The word Bhagavat comes from the word Bhagavat. Bhavartishipa. Bhagavad Bhava iti Bhagavat. So religion means what is given by God. Dharmantu sāpsādu bhagavat prane. You cannot manufacture religion. Nonsense. Give this dharma, that dharma, that dharma. No. Dharma is only one. That is Bhagavat. Otherwise there is no dharma. They are all cheating. Aham mameti. This is fight between different religious principles, religious followers. I am Hindu, you are Muslim, I am Christian, I am Buddha, my religion is better, your religion is bad, your... These are all not religion. Real religion is Bhagavad. In any other religion, there is parahimsa. Parahimsa. In the history you will find many instances. In our country I have seen fight between Hindus and Muslims. And the history will find Europe, the Protestant and the Roman Catholics, the Crusade. So, this kind of religion has no value. Religion means when one understands Krishna or God, he understands automatically that all living entities are Krishna's part and parcel. Some or other, they have been put into this maya. Anadi bahirmo ji, Krishna bhuli gela. They are forgotten. Therefore, a devotee tries to bring them back to Krishna consciousness, back to home, back to God. This is it. He has no discrimination that here is a Hindu, here is a Muslim, here is a Christian, here is an African, here is a white, here is a black. No! Everyone is Krishna's part and parcel. Let them revive their Krishna consciousness. And be happy. That is it. All others cheating. So this Krishna consciousness movement we are putting on, we have no such system. Samasarve, suhute suhute. Not that they are Europeans, they cannot take to this religion. This is in the Andhapu. Andhā-yathāṁ-bhai-rupaniyamāna te-pīśa-tantrā-urudāmi-gadhyā. Such class of men are subjected to the punishment by the jhomas. Otherwise, Pandita Atma Darshino. But it is equal. Krishna says, Mani Pata Vipasritya Jetishu Pavajuma. Tiya Tudra Tathavita. Tiji Janti Parana. Everyone has got the right to go back to home, back to God, and Krishna says, Jetishu Pavajuma. Never mind, he is born in the sinful family. That's our life. But he has got the right to go back to home, back to God. Then we'll take up the work. Everyone has got the right to go back to home, back to God. And by taking to Krishna consciousness, man he partha vipassana. Sure. Krishna says, everyone has got the right. Then who will teach them how to go back to home, back to God? Who is the man? If you say, no, they are untouchable. Papa Juni, they are untouchable. They cannot. So that is not the duty. The duty is, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Bharat Bhumite Manasya Janma Hairaja Janma Sathakari Karo Parobhaka. Anyone who has taken birth in India, if he is a man, if he is a dog, if he is a cat, that is another. If he is a man, Manasya Janma Hairaja. So what is his duty? Janma Sathakari. First of all, awaken your own Krishna consciousness, you understand Krishna, and then go out, paropoka. Because people are in darkness. People are in darkness, they have forgotten Krishna. And this is Krishna consciousness. Not that I have understood Krishna, now pack it up in the box. And see some kind of problem. My Guru Maharaj condemned this. He said, Man tumi kisere bhulishno. My dear mind, you are thinking that you have become a very good Vaishnava. I'm chanting Hare Krishna, imitating Haridas Thakur, and smoking bidi. This imitation has no value. My Guru Maharaj condemned it. He said, Man tumi kisere bhulishno. What a rascal you are. You are thinking that you are Vaishnava. Nirjanare bhare. What is that? Forget. Tava harinam keval koito. Pratishthara tare nirjanare bhare. Tava harinam keval koito. My dear mind, you are very much proud of becoming Vaishnava. In a solitary place, you are imitating Haridas Thakur, Nirjanara Ghare, Pratishtharatara. The solitary chanting of Hare Krishna means that you want cheap popularity of chanting Hare Krishna. That is not possible. You cannot imitate Haridas Thakur. So, by imitating Haridas Thakur, keeping connection with women and doing all nonsense, you cannot imitate Haridas Thakur. You must work. You must go out for chanting, for preaching. This is real chanting. Jare dakho tare kaho Krishna pade. This is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never said, that you imitate Haridas Thakur and in a solitary place, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Not like that. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Wow, Jare Dakho Tare Kaho Krishna Bode, Amar Adnay Guru Hriya Taro Hriya. So, our request is, You are all foreigners. So you have learned something about Krishna consciousness. It is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's order, although he expected that every Indian should go out for Paroksha. But anyway, some of the Indians, at least one. But you take this mission and go everywhere, in every corner, and thankful to you are already doing that in Europe and America. This has to be because people are sleeping under misguidance and they are becoming candidates for being carried away by the Jomu. This is the position of the whole world. Jomu. Paraibar organized Jomu Manchukuru. Jomu Manchukuru is not excused. However, you may be very proud of becoming independent. This is not possible. To save the human civilization, the Ruskin civilization, that there is no life after death, and you go on enjoying as much as you like. This wrong civilization is killing civilization. So, you save this. You save. Otherwise, the Yamaduta is there. Evam te Bhagavad Gita. Jamaduta Vibhasitam Upadhasya. They listen to the words of Jamaduta very carefully, Upadhasya. Not that haphazardously they are, no. They are listening, they are everything, that this man was like this, and he must be carried to Jamaraj for punishment. Why punishment? No. To make him purify, it is said. Punishment required. This is nature's law. Just like if you have infected some disease, the punishment is you must suffer from it. The punishment is good. If you have infected some disease and when you suffer, that means you become purified from the disease. Suffering is not bad. To become purified. Therefore, when a devotee suffers, he does not take it ill. He thinks that I am being purified. Satyena kampasya sumikshamana bhunyana evasa kritam vipava ridvaka bhubhi vidadhan namaste jiveta sa mukti padeshitaya bhava. A devotee, when he is in troubled condition, he thinks, my Lord is so kind that he is purifying. I am suffering from my past misdeeds. So, Krishna is so kind that he is purifying me, giving me little suffering. That's all. Therefore I must be obliged to him. And he offers more respectful obeisances to the Lord. My Lord, you are purified. If one lives like this, mukti padesha dayabha, his liberation is guaranteed. Dayabha. Dayabha means just like the son inherits the father's property without any check. Nobody can check. The law is there. The father's property must be inherited by the son. Similarly, those who are strictly in Krishna consciousness, despite all kinds of hindrances, his liberation is guaranteed. His liberation is guaranteed. And if he becomes immediately disturbed with little inconvenience, and what is this nonsense Krishna can give it up, let me hear. Then he again clutches some maya. But if one sticks to Krishna consciousness, in spite of all difficulties, then he is liberated, going back to home, back to God, is guaranteed. Mukti padesha dayabha. This is the statement of the bhakti. Dai bhakti means nobody can check. So we should be very careful to stick to Krishna consciousness without being agitated or deviated in any circumstances in life, then we will not be liable to the punishment of Yamaduta. That is the incident happening here. It's slightly he became Krishna conscious at the end of life and chanted Narayana immediately. The Vishnu Bhagavad Gita came on. He has chanted Hare Krishna. That's all right. Let him take back. Oh, back to God. Thank you.